say if a man were going to go to church on Sunday, what would he probably wear?
Well, on the, you see pants, coat, shoes, socks, and shirt and tie.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose he wear suppose he wear underclothes, but that's what you see and a hat.
Uh-huh.
Most of men wear hats to church at our church.
Uh-huh. That you mentioned pants. Is there any other name for pants?
Some people call them breeches.
Okay. Go ahead.
But my family say pants.
Uh-huh. What about something that a man might wear if he were working out around the barn?
My husband wore overalls.
Okay.
Blue jeans. Something of that nature.
Uh-huh. Jeans is different from pants, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of different material.
Mm-hmm.
Blue jeans or khakis. You know, uh-huh. Khaki is just a different color to blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's both just cotton, good cotton material.
Say, a long time ago, if a man were getting all dressed up, after he'd put on his shirt, before he'd put on his coat, he'd put on a sleeveless thing. They call that a
jacket.
Okay.
I can remember all men that put on their best clothes wore a coat and jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That was bought with the suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think a man that dressed up when I see one with a, don't see that vest, a jacket, well, it's called vest too.
Uh-huh.
And
I don't
know of anybody though that wear a coat and vest now.
Yeah.
Do you ever see them wear a coat and vest?
Only very old men.
Very old men.
Occasionally, I'll see.
And I can remember when you was talking about people that got out and worked. They worked with breeches, they call them then, that was made of homemade cloth.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I remember that. People would, they would pick the seed out of the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would card this cotton and make thread. And they had looms, what they call looms. And they'd go to this loom and they would make the threads. They'd
mm-hmm.
work for hours at the time. They'd have to sit up late at night and get this carding done, make what they call bats. And then they'd take these bats to a spinning wheel. Did you
mm-hmm.
ever see, you've seen a spinning wheel, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And they would spin this thread and wind it up on a ball. And that's what, they had what they called shuttles then.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little thing, long things that they'd have to throw back into
mm-hmm.
in the weave to make this cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And they made blankets. And I can remember wearing a dress that was made out of home wove wool material in the winter. It was so warm. It was just, and they would have different thread, dye threads of different colors, and it would be streaked, make it real pretty, and they made real pretty blankets,
mm-hmm.
and they were striped. Of course, sometimes they'd make it all solid, but the most people that I could call to memory made the stripes in the blankets.
They're
strict and warm. You can't buy anything that was warm like homemade blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a grown up, it is very often you've seen homemade blankets. But
mm-hmm.
now I don't know of anybody that's got one.
Mm-hmm.
No telling what they'd be beggared at it. We must have found one. Now I have a sister-in-law that died in '61. She had